Monster, written by Orange Panic Archive and read by K-Burb. This is an Avatar the Last Airbender / Legend of Korra fic, rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Azula and her nephew Iroh II. Additional tags include fluff, family bonding, firebending and firebenders, gap filler, canon compliant, background Mako, and pre-Avatar Legend of Korra. Azula settled back in her favorite chair with a soft sigh she was confident nobody heard. She was getting too old for this shit. Though what exactly she meant by this shit, she wasn't entirely sure. Life? Maybe? Not that it was a bad life these days, just unexpectedly tiring. Azula was an old woman now, and for the first time, she was starting to feel it. At this point, it had been dark for nearly an hour. Shadows danced along the walls of her large parlor from the few remaining oil lamps the staff had lit for her. Azula had refused the electric nonsense in her wing of the palace, of course. She was a firebender of the Fire Nation. What was her home without fire? There was a cheery comfort to the little flames as well. Fire was life, after all. If Azula wanted cold electric light, she'd make it herself. The thought made her smile. A deep part of her was still proud that dear Zuzu had never gotten the hang of that one. Settled, Azula picked up the cup of chamomile tea and inhaled the warm steam. The corner of her mouth tugged up at the familiar scent. If only the old man could see her now. Puffing her tea in a plush chair with a smile just as he'd done, complaining about her aches and pains while doing nothing whatsoever about them. The idea was rather funny. In the end, they hadn't been so different after all. She missed him more than she'd ever admit. Suddenly, a loud bang sounded in the distance. That would still be the fireworks, no doubt. Tonight was the 50th anniversary of the end of the Hundred Years' War. A war that she'd been on the wrong side of. It had been years since anyone had brought that up. And anyway, Azula had been little more than a child, but still. She had little to celebrate, and no one particularly wanted her at an event like this. Zuzu and Mei had invited her, of course, but neither had tried very hard. It was better this way. They all knew that. Besides, she had tea. Azula brought the cup to her lips. That's when she heard it. A soft shuffle just behind her. She jerked around, her old reflexes kicking in before she'd given it much conscious thought, her free hand filled with crackling blue flames. Prince Iroh blinked owlishly at her from the doorway. He was dressed in his dark red night clothes, both arms clutching his stuffed alligator goose, hang tightly to his chest. His thick, dark hair stuck up all over. For a long moment, they just stared at one another. Iroh, Azula said slowly. Why aren't you in bed? It was at least 4 hours past his bedtime. The boy mouthed something Azula didn't hear. Sorry. Monster, Iroh whispered. Azula blinked, taken aback. Then she got it. Not her. He didn't mean her at all. Monster, she said flatly. You're not in bed because there's a monster. The prince nodded quickly, golden eyes wide and staring. At the same time, he squeezed Pang a little tighter. Behind the window, he added. I can hear it. What he probably heard was fireworks. Agni, Azuma should have thought of this. Iroh was entirely too imaginative and was a light sleeper besides. And you came to me, she asked. He nodded again. Yet as she thought about it, who else did he have? Prince Iroh was far too little to go to the evening celebration, but everyone else in the family had. Azula was the only one left. Besides servants, that was, and the majority of them had the holiday off as well. For all she knew, she was simply the first person the boy had found. How long had a terrified 4-year-old been wandering the palace halls in the dark, looking for reinforcement? It was actually pretty damn brave. Zuzu probably would have hidden under his sheets at that age. Azula pushed more fire into her hand. The blue flames flared tall and bright. Little Iroh didn't flinch, though. Instead, he leaned towards them, the fear on his round face melting into a mix of hope and awe and bright interest. Because Iroh had never learned to be afraid of fire. Or afraid of her. It was honestly refreshing. "Well," she said with a smile, "it just so happens your great Aunt Azula knows exactly how to fight monsters. I'm a lot scarier than they are." Iroh's face lit up.
"You are?"
"I am." Azula put her tea down on the end table and pushed herself onto her feet, trying to ignore the way her hips popped. Instead, she held out her flaming hand to the little boy. "Come on," she said. "I can show you how to scare them off, but I'll need your help." Iroh studied her hand, then held out his own. He shuffled his feet and screwed up his face in concentration. A few seconds later, a tiny shiver of orange flame danced across his palm. It wasn't enough to heat a teacup, let alone hurt anyone, but for four, it was pretty good. He hadn't even been moving. Azula reached out and took his hand just as the fire went out. "Let's go fight some monsters," she said, and started walking. The end.